game as the Iron Bulldogs take on the Gorman Panthers. Partain is going to be the pitcher for the Bulldogs. Partain is going to be the pitcher for the Bulldogs for the second game, the senior. Getting all my stuff set. There we go. So it's going to be 13 Parson up to bat for the Panthers once the Bulldogs get all set. Hopefully, I've got the kinks worked out of my new system and should be good to go live with you throughout the game. All right, Partain looking around, getting set. It's all tied up 0-0 here in the bottom of the first, or top of the first inning as Gorman's batting. Partain is pitching. No balls, no strikes, no outs. Game two. There's the first pitch. Partain throws it down. It's going to be a pop fly caught by Castillo at the third base line. And out. All right, so one out for Bulldogs.
That's going to bring to the plate number 12, Guthrie. Guthrie backs off. Let me get one setting set here. All right. Guthrie steps back into the plate. Partain winds up. Here's the pitch. It's going to be low and outside for ball one. So 1-0 is the count with one out.
There we go. Now we're getting set. All right. Partain with a 1-0 count. Swing. Strike two. Strike one. So the count's 1-1 with one out. One out for Partain. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit high. It's going to be back towards me. Pena pops up the mask, and he's going to catch it. And be out. So, Rainey's going to come in and pitch. He was the pitcher last game. Going to be shortstop this game. Again, two outs for Partain. No balls, no strikes so far here in the top of the first inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike one. Oh, and one is the count for Rainey. Here is the windup and the pitch. Rainey hits it foul down the third base line. Rainey has been a good batter. He was the best batter for the Panthers last game and kind of their pitcher, too, who was able to hold the Bulldogs to just two runs. Now he has no balls, two strikes, two outs. Partain on the mound. Here is the windup and the pitch. Swing and a strike three. So, at the top of the first inning, it's three up, three out for the senior Partain. Bulldogs head to the bottom of the inning, ready to bat and make up some ground.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the UIL, are the 825,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Texas. And so, we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible, because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhf.org.
And we're back. Parsons is going to be the pitcher for the Panthers for the second game of the series. Bulldogs dropped the first game 2-3, but already off to a better start. All three runs from the Panthers came in the bottom of the first innings in the previous game. And so Luna is going to be up to bat first for the Bulldogs. And just a moment, Parsons will be the pitcher. He was the shortstop for the Panthers in the last game. I want to say just a brief thanks to all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. West Texas State Bank, Snyder Iron and Metal, the Ira Church of God, Weaver Construction, Texas, Ira Booster Club, WSI, Ira Baptist Church, Arrowhead Ranch, and the Chamber of Commerce in Snyder. All right, Luna walking up, getting set in the box. Bulldogs looking to... Really, I think that this game, having gone down one game, you just want to blow the top off and let Gorman not have much momentum going into the third game. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a strike one. Different umpire, different strike zone. That one was in a little bit tight. Probably wouldn't have got called last game, but it's called this game. So now Luna's facing an 0-1 count with no out. There's the pitch, falls in the dirt. So... 1-1 is the count. Parsons gets set. There's the windup and the pitch. Luna hits the ball. Just barely goes foul. Just on the other side of the first base line. If that had gone fair, Anthony would have got at least a double and very likely a triple out of that going on the foul line. And by the time the right fielder would have gotten to the ball, Anthony would have been well on his way to second base. So that's going to put the count 1-2. No outs in the bottom of the first inning. No runs scored. But the Bulldogs looking to make some noise here. Luna steps out of the box. Now he's going to get back set. 1-2 is the count. Parsons with the windup and the pitch, and it's going to hit Luna. So Anthony's going to go to first base on a hit pitch. Anthony is fast, too, so don't be too surprised when he tries to steal. So Pena's going to come up for the Bulldogs. Pena, who pitched a really great game, outside of just the it really wasn't even Jaren. It's just the mental errors that the Bulldogs did in the bottom of the first inning in the last game. Pena did a great job. Up to bat now. Parsons throws the ball over to first, tries to catch Anthony. Doesn't. Parsons gets set. 0-0 is the count. No out. Bulldogs got runners on first. Here's the windup and the pitch. Big swing from Pena. Hits it to left field. Luna's going to get all the way to second. Jaren's going to get all the way to first. All the runners are going to be safe. So, Bulldogs now bring up Partain, who's pitching this game. He's got runners on first and second. Brighton hits the ball really well in the last game. So, no balls, no strikes, no outs, runners on first and second, bottom of the first inning, Partain up to bat for the Bulldogs. There's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high, ball one. Parsons gets set, both runners, first and second, no outs, 1-0 is the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low. Ball gets behind the catcher. Both runners are going to be able to advance pretty easily. So, called strike now, but now the count's 2-1. Partain hits the ball right up the middle. It's going to be enough to get Luna home. It's going to be enough to get Pena home. So now the Bulldogs take a 2-0 lead. Sorry, I'm trying to get all my stuff situated again. So, Allen comes up to bat for the Bulldogs. Partain's on first. Bulldogs take a 2-0 lead. Last game, it took the Bulldogs six innings to get two runs. Bulldogs have two runs in the bottom of the first now with no outs. There's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a strike. Strike one on Allen. So 0-1 is the count. Parsons throws it to first. Tries to catch Partain. Brighton dives back and is safe. Well, that'll reset. Zane, good hitter for the Bulldogs, coming in left-handed. Always throws the opposing pitcher off just a little bit. And as a fellow lefty, lefty respect game. Bulldogs leading 2-0 in the bottom of the first with no outs. Swinging strike. So now the count is 0-2 for Allen. Partain on first for the Bulldogs. Partain takes a little bit of lead, looking to steal. It's going to be a ball. It's a great play for the Bulldogs. Partain steals on the play, ends up with a ball. So Allen has got a 1-2 count. Now, Bulldogs have runner on second, and there's still no outs in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high. Ball two. So Allen facing a 2-2 count. No runners on, or one runner on second, and no outs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Almost hit Allen, so now it's going to be a full count. Three balls, two strikes, no outs. Runner on first for the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs leading 2-0 in the bottom of the first inning, doing some damage here early. Parsons with the windup and the pitch. It's going to be outside. Ball four for Allen. A great at-bat for the senior. Goes down two strikes to zero, and able to battle his way back and get on base with a walk. That's going to bring up Caden Castillo, who's the third baseman this game. He was the catcher last game. Castillo, a pretty good hitter for the Bulldogs. Got runners on first and second, no outs. Here's the windup and the pitch, and it's going to be fouled back. You heard that. That was it hitting the plexiglass behind us. Our box is on the ground, let me. So, strike one, 0-1 is the count for Castillo, getting a signal from Coach Goodland. All the base runners are. Partain on second, Allen on first, Castillo in the box. 0-1 is the count, no outs, bottom of the first inning, Bulldogs leading 2-0. Here's the windup and the pitch. Castillo squares up for a bunt and fouls it back. So, that'll put the count at 0-2. Playing a little bit of head games here. Castillo in the box. Runner on first and second. 0-2 is count. No outs. Bottom of the first inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. And the pitch hits Castillo. Right in the derriere. So Castillo gets his way over to first base, and Hernandez is going to come in as the hitter, and Gorman's coach is going to call a timeout because Hernandez is faced with a Runners on first, second, and third. The bases are loaded. There's no outs. It's no balls, no strikes. Bulldogs really taking over here in the first inning. Let's play some ads. We'll be back with you for some Iowa Bulldogs baseball.
West Texas State Bank. In Snyder, we're located at 5009 College Avenue. West Texas State Bank's mission is to meet the needs of the markets we serve by providing community leadership and quality financial services. Our employees are friendly, knowledgeable, and deeply committed to providing our customers with quick and efficient services based on their individual banking needs. Our financial services include competitive loan and deposit rates, free Visa ATM debit cards, telephone banking, internet banking, safe deposit boxes, and ATM services. The ATM is Insider only. We're local people you know and trust, helping you make decisions about your financial future. West Texas State Bank.
All right, and we're back. The first pitch by Parsons was a swinging strike by Hernandez, but now the count is 0-1 with no outs. Here's the windup, and the pitch falls in the dirt. Hernandez backs out and takes a friendly roll for the Panthers, so none of the runners are able to advance. So that'll put the count at 1-1 with no outs. Bases are loaded. You've got Castillo at first, Allen at second, Partain at third, Hernandez in the box, Parsons pitching for the Panthers. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low. So ball two. So now Hernandez facing a little bit ahead in the count. Steps into the box looking to continue the streak of damage being done by the Bulldogs here in the bottom of the first. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's the ball. Ball three. Just a little bit low on that one. So this one has to be a pitch or a strike or it's a run. Three balls, one strike. Wind up and the pitch is going to be inside. Ball four. That's going to bring the senior Partain in to score. That's going to push Hernandez to first, Castillo to second, and Allen to third. And that's going to bring up Caden Forty, the right fielder for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs now lead 3-0 in the bottom of the first inning. And are three batters away from going through the order. Here's the windup and the pitch. Forty hits it deep to right field, and it's going to fall foul. Again, just another good hit. If it had just been a few feet closer to a few feet further left, Forey would have scored two, maybe three people on that hit. But instead, it's going to be an 0-1 count here. Caden steps into the box. Bases loaded. Still no outs in the bottom of the first inning. 0-1 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be outside. Ball one. One and one is the count. Parsons with the windup and the pitch. Forey hits a short bouncer. They're going to throw it home and try to catch Allen. They drop the ball. Allen's going to be safe. Lots of things going on here. So Forey hits the ball. It bounces by the center fielder, picks it up, and the shortstop picks it up, and he throws it home. The catcher drops it. Allen is safe. They're going to call Castillo out. So there's one out now in the bottom of the first inning. Bulldogs leading 4-0 with runners on first and second. Ball one on the first pitch. I'll explain that last play in just a second. Sorry. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be inside ball two. Forey hit that ball and it went straight towards the shortstop. He threw it to the catcher. Catcher dropped it. So Allen was able to score. Catcher then threw it to third, trying to catch Castillo. They initially called Castillo safe, but then after talking, they decided he was out. So Cox is in the box now. And there's a called strike there. So he's facing a 2-1 count with one out in the bottom of the first inning. You've got Hernandez on second, Forey on first. Both those two young men are very fast and can steal. 2-1 is the count for Brandt. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be foul. Foul ball back behind the catcher. So Cox now facing a 2-2 count with one out in the bottom of the first inning. Runners on first and second. Here's the windup and the pitch. Brandt hits a short ball to first. He's going to be able to advance both runners. So Cabrera now coming up to bat after Cox able to force get the runners up. Hernandez is standing on third. Forey is standing at second. And the senior Cabrera is up in the box ready to bat. Bulldogs leading 4-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike one. Two outs now for Cabrera. And after Cabrera, he's the ninth batter. So it'll be top of the order for the Bulldogs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Low in the dirt, ball one. Cabrera facing a 1-1 count with two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Runners on second and third. Here's the windup and the pitch. Goes behind Cabrera for a ball. Now it's a 2-2 count with two outs for the Bulldogs. Wind up and the pitch. Cabrera hits it. It's going to hit in the infield. Cabrera hit it to shortstop. The shortstop was able to pop it over to first base, and Cabrera was out. So that'll be the end of the first inning. Bulldogs leading 4-0 and able to bat through the order, which will bring us the Gorman Panthers next.
West Tech Snyder Iron and Metal. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car body. On-site cleanup available. Roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. We invite you to join us Sunday mornings for Sunday school at 10 a.m. and morning worship at 11. Go Bulldogs! Weaver Construction, Texas. Weaver Construction Texas, known for quality service and efficient construction for all your oil and gas, commercial, turnkey projects, and builds. We've been in business for 20 years and would love to work with you or your company on any upcoming projects you may have and are ready to cheer on the Ira Bulldog baseball team. Currently taking applications, follow us on Facebook for more details. Ira Booster Club, backing the Bulldogs in all they do.
All right, looks like Partain's getting finished with his warm-up pitches. Throws a heater to Payne with nobody on. Bulldogs go through their plays. So up to bat first for the Panthers is going to be the catcher, Roberts. It was three up, three down for Partain in the first inning. So top of the second, Bulldogs leading the Panthers 4-2-0. As the leadoff hitter, Roberts steps into the box. Partain, the senior, pitching for the Bulldogs this game. Bratton gets set. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be fouled off down the first base line for strike one. So 0-1 is the count. No runners out, no runners on. Martin gets his signal. Here's the windup and the pitch. Just a swing. It's going to be a hit to shortstop. Luna picks it up, zooms it over to Hernandez. Hernandez able to pick off the batter for out number one. So, top of the second inning, one out now for the Panthers as Partain is pitching a great game. He's faced four batters. He's got four outs. It's going to be number 18, Clark, for the Panthers, the first baseman. Partain gets his signal from Pena. Partain had a couple hits in the last game. See what happens here. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing, strike one. Facing an 0-1 count now with one out. Partain lifts the windup and the pitch. Swing and it's strike two. So an 0-2 count for Clark as he's facing Partain, who has just been dominant so far this evening. Bulldogs leading 4-0 in top of the second. Here's the windup and the pitch. Just a bit inside. It's going to be a ball one. Partain getting settled on the mound. Clark stepping into the box. One out for the Panthers. Clark facing a 1-2 count versus the dominant Brighton Partain. Here's the windup and the pitch. In the dirt, ball two. That one got past Pena, but there's nobody on base, so no harm, no foul. Set up a 2-2 count for Clark. Partain with the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So far for Partain, he's faced five batters and all five have gotten an out. So it's going to be number 11, Ramirez, the right fielder for the Panthers, who's up to face Partain now. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. Oh, and one is the count. Two outs, nobody on for the Panthers as Partain gets settled on the mound. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike two. Partain getting settled as Ramirez is standing in the box waiting for Partain to start his motion. There's the motion. Here's the windup. Here's the pitch. Here's a foul ball back behind the catcher. Partain looking to get settled on the mound, waiting for the signal. There we go. 0-2 count. Lined up the pitch. The swing. And a strike. Three. Three up, three down for Partain again. Two innings in the row. So he's faced six batters and retired. Six batters. Bulldogs go into the bottom of the second inning, leading 4-0, and they'll be at the top of the order.
WSI Case Hole Specialist. WSI for all your logging, perforating, pressure control, pipe recovery, TCP, pump down, and bridge plug needs. We've been in business for 53 years and look forward to continuing to serve you. Currently taking applications. Follow us on Facebook for more details. Now let's go Iowa Bulldog Baseball.
Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. Sunday school starts at 10 a.m., followed by a worship service at 10:50. For more information, visit fbcira.com or search at Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Arrowhead Ranch is a proud supporter of Ira ISD faculty and students. Arrowhead Ranch would like to wish the Ira Bulldogs the best of luck in state playoffs and congrats to 2023 seniors. Finish the fight. Go Bulldogs.
All right. Parsons going to be the pitcher for the Panthers. Still, Luna is going to be the leadoff batter for the Bulldogs as they go back to the top of the order. Anthony's first at bat. Let's try to look, can't see it. It's a called strike one. Sorry, I still messed up. Wind up and the pitch. Hit by Luna to left field. It's going to be a single. Just a ground ball to shallow left. Able to get Luna all the way to first base. And so now Pena is going to come back up. He's one for one. In the game so far. Pena steps out of the box. He hit a line drive to left field at the last at-bat. Here's the windup and the pinch. Luna's going on the steal. Catcher throws it to second base. Luna dives. Safe. If I call time, I believe that was a ball. The Gorman coach is going to go out slowly walking to the second base umpire to try to talk about the call. And when a baseball at this level right now, there's not going to be replay, so nothing should happen here. But they're going to call over the first place umpire to confer with him as well. So right now, Luna is safe at second, able to steal first. The catcher threw the ball, Anthony slid. They're going to, waiting for the coach, they're going to call him safe. He's going to stay there, right call. So Pena now up, I believe he's with a 1-1 count. Parsons on the mound, looking around, runner on second for the Bulldogs. No outs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball. 2-1 for Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be at Jaren's feet. Ball 3. Anthony taking a huge lead to second base. He's got the speed to steal. He's done it before. He did it just a few minutes ago, and there's nobody guarding second. And so he is, a third of the way to third base, just waiting to make something happen. Inside pitch, ball 4 for Pena, and that's going to bring up Partain. The top of the second inning, or bottom of the second inning, Bulldogs have runners at first and second. Nobody out. And this is a similar situation to what the Bulldogs faced at the top of the bottom of the first inning, where Brighton was able to knock in a few runs. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be inside ball 1. Luna at second. Pena at first. Partain in the box. Allen's on deck. Here's the windup and the pitch. Going to be inside ball 2. Again, 2-0 count, no out in the bottom of the first inning. Bulldogs leading 4-0. Parsons throws the ball over to first, trying to catch Pena. The ball goes over the first baseman's head, and Anthony is going to be able to go all the way from second to score. That's going to push Pena all the way to third. So now the Bulldogs take a 5-0 lead. Pena's on third base. Parsons just threw the ball to the first baseman, went over his head, and he is a tall first baseman. And with the speed of Pena and Luna, they were able to advance two bases. So now, Partain in the box with a 2-0 count, make it a 3-0 count, ball three in the dirt. Wind up and the pitch. It's going to be called strike one. So Brighton's looking at a 3-1 count with no outs, runner on third, Allen on deck. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike two. Full count, windup and the pitch. Partain hits it deep into center field. Center fielder backing up. He's going to make the catch, but not have enough time to get Pena out. So it'll be Partain out on the fly ball, the deep center field. But Pena able to score. So Allen's coming in for the Bulldogs with one out. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high ball one. So no runners on for Zing. 1-0 is the count. Bulldogs leading 6-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Outside pitch, ball two. Allen, the 2-0 count with one out. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high ball three. Now Allen staring at a 3-0, well ahead in the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. And it's going to be ball four. Four pitches to Allen, four balls. That's going to bring up Caden Castillo to bat for the Bulldogs. Put Hernandez on deck. Allen's going to go to first, and Gorman's going to call a time, and the coach is going to go talk to Parsons up on the mound. So in the bottom of the second, with one out, Bulldogs leading the Panthers 6-0.
The Snyder Chamber of Commerce provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism. The UIL Baseball State Tournament will take place Wednesday, June 7th through Saturday, June 10th at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. All conference 4A games will take place at USCU Dish Polk Field at the University of Texas at Austin. Tickets now available for purchase at uiltexas.org/baseball/state.
West Texas State Bank. In Snyder, we're located at 5009 College Avenue. West Texas State Bank's mission is to meet the needs of the markets we serve by providing community leadership and quality financial services. Our employees are friendly, knowledgeable, and deeply committed to providing our customers with quick and efficient services based on their individual banking needs. Our financial services include competitive loan and deposit rates, free Visa ATM debit cards, telephone banking, internet banking, safe deposit boxes, and ATM services. The ATM is in Snyder only. We're local people you know and trust, helping you make decisions about your financial future. West Texas State Bank.
Just a little update for you. Gorman has decided to switch pitchers now and are going to throw in number 12 Guthrie, who will pitch for the Panthers as they're getting set to change all these things up after the Bulldogs just shellacked the previous pitcher. So Caden Castillo is going to be up. Zane Allen is at first. Hernandez is on deck. Four, he's in the hole. Bulldogs leading 6-0 in the bottom of the second inning with one out, forcing the Panthers to switch pitchers before this game got out of hand. I said at the beginning of the game, really, I think what the Bulldogs need to do is just come out and show just a dominant performance and let the Panthers know the first game was a fluke and really put some doubt and worry in them. So we're getting all set. Guthrie is the pitcher. Here's the windup and the pitch. One pitch to Castillo, hits it deep to right field, and it's going to be caught and out. That's going to bring in Hernandez to bat now. Two outs in the bottom of the second inning. Runner on first is Allen for the Bulldogs. Here's the windup and the pitch. And looks like there was a balk. Something happened on first place. They're going to let Allen go to second. Now Allen's at second. Not really sure of the count. I think it's 1-0. Or maybe it's none. There's a ball. See you in just a second. So Allen's on second base. Hernandez is in the box. The sun's kind of creeping down right now. And Pines having to hold his hand up to see. Here's the windup and the pitch is going to be hit to left field by Hernandez. Allen rolls past third. There's going to be a play at the plate. Allen dives. And it's going to be called out. Catcher stood on the line. Looked like interference, but they're going to call him out. So, that will end the inning. Bulldogs leading the Panthers 6-0 in the bottom of the second inning.
Snyder Iron and Metal. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car body. On-site cleanup available. Roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews. Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. We invite you to join us Sunday mornings for Sunday school at 10 a.m. and morning worship at 11. Go Bulldogs! Weaver Construction, Texas. Weaver Construction, Texas, known for quality service and efficient construction for all your oil and gas, commercial, turnkey projects, and builds. We've been in business for 20 years and would love to work with you or your company on any upcoming projects you may have and are ready to cheer on the Ira Bulldog baseball team. Currently taking applications, follow us on Facebook for more details. Ira Booster Club, backing the Bulldogs in all they do. WSI Case Hole Specialist. WSI for all your logging, perforating, pressure control, pipe recovery, TCP, pump down, and bridge plug needs. We've been in business for 53 years and look forward to continuing to serve you. Currently taking applications. Follow us on Facebook for more details. Now let's go Ira Bulldog Baseball.
Ira Baptist Church.
We'll pause it right there. Partain gets his warm-up pitches done. It's going to be Herrera, the DH for Gorman. It's going to be the batter up. So far, Brighton has faced six batters. Yeah, six outs. Not all strikeouts, but six outs between him and the defense. He's at 18 pitches through two innings, and we're starting the top of the third inning. Bulldogs leading 6-0 here at McMurray Stadium. Partain gets set on the mound, gets this signal from Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. Just a bit outside, ball one. A big thunderhead out on the left field side. 1-0 is the count. Partain gets set, gets the signal, windup, pitch. Called, strike one. So now Herrera is facing a 1-1 count against Partain here in the top of the third inning. Partain and Pena communicating. There's the windup. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. The Partain has the batter down in a 1-2 count. No outs. With the leadoff batter, Herrera, for the Panthers. Swing in a tip. Pena gets it, throws it to Hernandez for the out. So, Rodriguez, the second baseman for the Panthers, comes up to bat. One out for the Panthers in the top of the third inning. Bulldogs leading 6-0. Coach Goodwin talking to the first base umpire. Now he's going down to the home plate umpire. They're going to have a discussion. Not really sure what's going on. All the infielders are going to gather together. The outfielders are still standing there. Gorman's got their batter in the box and batter on deck, and he's talking to them. Looks like maybe, not really sure, the third base umpire's gone off to the side. But anywho, it's top of the third inning. Bulldogs leading Gorman 6-0 with one out. Partain facing his second batter of the inning. He's thrown 22 pitches so far. I can tell you some stats on him that I've got pulled up. He's thrown 22 pitches. 18 of them have gone for strikes. And so he's just been dominating the batters this game, which is really what the Bulldogs needed to do. Coming out of that first game, giving up 3 runs in the bottom of the first inning and then never really being able to catch back up. He wanted to come out and make a strong showing here and just say, we're going to... The first game was lucky. It's only the second game the Bulldogs have lost this year, and they've responded well here tonight so far. So Partain playing catch with Pena to kind of keep his arm warm, waiting for I'm still not really sure what's going on. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll play some ads while we figure out what's going on.
WSI Chase Hole Specialist. WSI for all your logging, perforating, pressure control, pipe recovery, TCP, pump down, and bridge plug needs. We've been in business for 53 years and look forward to continuing to serve you. Currently taking applications. Follow us on Facebook for more details. Now let's go Ira Bulldog Baseball.
Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. Sunday school starts at 10 a.m., followed by a worship service at 10:50. For more information, visit fbcira.com or search at Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram. Arrowhead Ranch is a proud supporter of Ira ISD faculty and students. Arrowhead Ranch would like to wish the Ira Bulldogs the best of luck in state playoffs and congrats to 2023 seniors. Finish the fight. Go Bulldogs! The Snyder Chamber of Commerce provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism.
The UIL Baseball State Tournament will take place Wednesday, June 7th through Saturday, June 10th at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock.
We'll play that in that again, add again here in just a second, or maybe we'll pause it and skip the next one. Bulldogs had a player get, I think a bloody nose maybe or something, and so they had to pause and get all that sorted out. So looks like we're back that way. Partain's back on the mound. It's 0-0, and he faces the second batter of the inning, number 5, Rodriguez, the second baseman for the Panthers. Bulldogs leading 6-0 in the top of the third inning with one out. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
0-1 now for Partain. He winds up, and the pitch high. It's going to be ball one. So 1-1 is the count for Rodriguez batting. There's one out, nobody on. Rodriguez, the eighth batter in the order, as Partain's been able to just mow through the Panther batters. Swing and miss, strike two. So 1-2 is the count, one out in the top of the third inning for Bulldogs as they lead Gorman 6-2-0. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high, ball two. So a 2-2 count with one out as the stadium lights are starting to click on and the sun is kind of getting down behind the the ball. That was a foul ball straight back into the plexiglass. So it'll still be a 2-2 count with one out. Partain gets the signal, agrees with Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike three. So two outs now for the Bulldogs in the top of the third inning, leading 6-2-0. Alright, Martinez is going to be the batter for the Panthers. Strike one. Can't quite figure out how to do this. It's going to be a high ball two, so you've got 1-2. By Martinez, the Partain facing a 1-1 count with two outs. And there's the windup and the pitch swing and a strike two, so a 1-2 count with two outs for Partain. Top of the third inning, Bulldogs leading 6-2-0. Here's the windup and the pitch. Fouls there, hits it. Payne is able to get it. It's going to be a third out for the Bulldogs. So, after three innings in the bottom of the third, the Bulldogs are leading 6-0 and getting ready to bat.
We're located at 5009 College Avenue. West Texas State Bank's mission is to meet the needs of the markets we serve by providing community leadership and quality financial services. Our employees are friendly, knowledgeable, and deeply committed to providing our customers with quick and efficient services based on their individual banking needs. Our financial services include competitive loan and deposit rates, free Visa ATM debit cards, telephone banking, internet banking, safe deposit boxes, and ATM services. The ATM is in Snyder only. We're local people you know and trust, helping you make decisions about your financial future. West Texas State Bank. Snyder Iron and Metal. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available, roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews.
All right, it's going to be Corey. He's up to bat for the Bulldogs. Bottom of the third inning, Bulldogs leading 6-0. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike one. Guthrie, the new pitcher who came in. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit by Corey right to the second baseman. Corey starting over to first, but not in time. So Claxton's going to come in to bat. The 1-0 count for Claxton. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low. Ball number two. Third pitch is going to be a ball three. Okay, there we go. Sorry. Guthrie with the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a called strike one. So now Claxton facing a 3-1 count with one out by the Bulldogs. Bulldogs leading 6-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Guthrie gets set. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be outside. Ball four. That sends up senior Jarrett Cabrera batting for the Bulldogs. Guthrie walks off the mound. He's pitched 10 pitches so far, has one full inning, seven misinnings so far. Bulldogs have Claxton on first, with one out, leading 6-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Guthrie gets set. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike one. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a ball. So Cabrera facing a 1-1 count with one out in the bottom of the third inning. Runners on first. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike. 1-2 count. The catcher jumped up like he was going to try to throw Claxton out at first, but ended up holding on to the ball. It's a little bit of a delayed call by the umpire. So Cabrera with an uphill battle here. He's got a 1-2 count with one out in the bottom of the third. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing, and it's going to be a foul. Just a little dribbler towards the Bulldog dugout on the first base line. So the count stays the same, 1-2 with one out.
Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike three. So two outs now for the Bulldogs as they get back to the top of the order with Luna. He's hit by a pitch in the first, and then he singled with a shot to left field in the second. See what Anthony can do here. Runner on first. Bulldogs leading 6-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Two outs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball's in the dirt. Ball one. Luna having a good game so far, doing all the little things to be well. Pena is going to be on deck. 1-0 is the count with two out. Here's the windup and the pitch. And the ump is going to call a balk. So, that's going to move Claxton to second. The count's going to be 1-0 still with 2 outs, but now you've got a runner in scoring position. 2 outs, and you've got your leadoff hitter back at the plate for the third time in 3 innings. Here's the windup and the pitch. Luna takes another ball. So now your count's 2-0. Here's the windup and the pitch is low in the dirt. Ball 3. Claxton still on second. You've got runners on just second base. 3-0 is the count. 2 outs. Bulldogs leading 6-0 in the bottom of the third inning. Wind seems to be lightly blowing, but not too much. Luna gets set. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low outside for ball 4. And that'll bring up Pena. So Pena for his third time in 3 innings. He singled to left field in the first inning, and then he walked in the second inning. See what he can do here in the third inning. As Guthrie's up to 19 pitches now in just an inning and a third. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a ball 1. Guthrie getting the signal from this catcher. 1-0 count for Pena. 2 outs. Claxton on second for the Bulldogs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Low ball 2. Luna on first, Claxton on second, Pena in the box, Partain on deck. Two O is the count for Pena. Bottom of the third inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Pena takes a strike there, 2-1. They're going to force Guthrie to pitch to him. He came in and kind of got on a little bit of a hot streak, was able to stop the bleeding, but it seems like the Bulldog hitters have figured him out now. 2-1 is the count with 2 outs, runners on first and second. Here's windup and the pitch. Pena fouls this off over the Bulldog dugout on the first base side. So 2-2 count. With 2 outs in the bottom of the third, runners on first and second. Luna on first, Claxton on second. Both fast runners, but in a 2-out situation, just a short little single by Pena could score at least 1. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit deep to center field. Center field is running to get under it. It's going to fall fair. That's going to score 1 run. That's going to send Luna all the way to third, and Pena's going to get to first base safe. So a single by Pena, who's going to be have a pinch runner come in for him. Dimitri Juarez will come in and run for Jaron since he's the catcher. There's 2 outs. You've got Luna on third, Juarez on first, and Partain's in the box with Allen on deck. Bulldogs leading 7-0 now in the bottom of the third inning as they will score in all the innings they've batted at so far. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball's in the dirt. Ball got kind of like caught up in the catcher's little shin guard. He thought it went further behind him. Anthony took off, so he thought it behind him. Anthony saw that it wasn't, so he turned back and got to got back to third base safe. Well, while that was going on, Dimitri was able to steal second. So Bulldogs have runners on second and third. Partain's in the box with a 1-0 count. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a ball. So now it's a 2-0 count with two outs. Bulldogs have runners on second and third. It's Brighton's third at bat in three innings. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball three. So Guthrie now at 27 pitches with an inning and a third pitch. The Bulldogs really just giving these Panther pitchers troubles. There's the pitch. It's going to be generous called strike. It'll be a 3-1 count. Bulldogs have runners on second and third with two outs in the bottom of the third inning. Partain at bat. Allen on deck. 3-1's the count. There's the windup and the pitch. And it's low. Ball four. Now the Bulldogs have bases loaded with Allen coming up to bat. Allen has walked both of his other at-bats. Again, Allen is Zane's left-handed, which seems to be throwing off both these pitchers. It was Zane who was the last batter that the previous pitcher faced before their coach subbed in Guthrie. There's a pinch runner at first, but I can't see who it is, so I'm just going to leave it as Brighton on my deal, and my eyes are getting old. I can't tell who that is at first, so I'm sorry, whoever you are at first. But the Bulldogs have bases loaded. You've got Zane, the senior, Allen at the plate. 0-0 is the count with two outs, and the first pitch is going to go wide outside for a ball one. And Zane's been bat. This is Zane's third time to bat in three innings, and he walked both of his first two appearances at the plate. He's just been giving the opposing pitchers trouble just by being left-handed. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be inside this time for ball two. So a 2-0 count with the bases loaded. Two outs at the bottom of the fourth inning. Bulldogs leading 7-0. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike. It may be worth noting the winner of this series will go on to face May. May and Westbrook played yesterday, and May won both of those games. And so we'll see how the game goes. Bulldogs leading 7-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the windup and the pitch. Allen hits just a dinger down the third base line. Third baseman's going to get it. Tag the play, or tag third base for the forced out. And that will do it for the sides. The Bulldogs finish the third inning leading 7-0 and head to the fourth.
Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. We invite you to join us Sunday mornings for Sunday school at 10 a.m. and morning worship at 11. Go Bulldogs! Weaver Construction, Texas. Weaver Construction, Texas, known for quality service and efficient construction for all your oil and gas, commercial, turnkey projects, and builds. We've been in business for 20 years and would love to work with you or your company on any upcoming projects you may have and are ready to cheer on the Ira Bulldog baseball team. Currently taking applications, follow us on Facebook for more details. Ira Booster Club, backing the Bulldogs in all they do. WSI Case Hole Specialist. WSI for all your logging, perforating, pressure control, pipe recovery, TCP, pump down, and bridge plug needs. We've been in business for 53 years and look forward to continuing to serve you. Currently taking applications. Follow us on Facebook for more details. Now let's go Ira Bulldog Baseball.
Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. Sunday school starts at 10 a.m., followed by a worship service at 10:50. For more information, visit fbcira.com or search at Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram.
All right, Bulldog Baseball fans. Ira leading Gorman 7-0 at the top of the fourth inning. The leadoff hitter for Gorman is going to be number 13, Parsons, who will be batting at the top of the order. Parsons is 0-1. He popped out to third base in his first at-bat at the very beginning of the game. So Partain still pitching a great dominant game so far. Waiting for his signal from Pena. Partain agrees. Will Bratton likes to take his time, which I think makes the batters kind of low. Ball's going to be outside for a ball. So 1-0 is the count with no out. Partain pitching to Parson, who was the pitcher at the beginning of the game. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball's going to be low for a ball two. Unfamiliar territory for Partain in this game so far, being behind in the count 2-0. Partain gets his signal, gets the windup, gets the pitch. Strike one. Yeah, Brighton's pitched 35 times, and 26 of those have gone for strikes so far. He's at his 35th pitch for the game. Parsons pitched 30 before he was pulled this in the second inning. Foul ball. Now the count's even at 2-2. And even looking at Guthrie, who came in to relieve Carson. Guthrie's at 33, Brighton's at 36. Brighton's pitched the whole game, and Guthrie's pitched the ending of third. And that last one's going to be a swing and a miss, strike three. Again, Partain just having a great evening of pitching against these Panthers. Bulldogs leading 7-0 with one out. Guthrie, the current pitcher, now comes up to the plate. Partain waiting, getting set. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a pop fly. Payne, you're looking to find it. Goes way deep behind him, so it's going to be a foul ball. Pena may have had a play at it, but he would have had to go over something. It was coming way back deep towards the box. So now the count's going to be 0-1 with one out. Bulldogs leading 7-0 at the top of the fourth inning against Gorman. Partain gets set on the mound. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two for Guthrie. So an 0-2 count with one out in the top of the fourth inning. Guthrie, the current pitcher, battling Partain. Partain leading 0-2. Partain gets the signal from Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. Be a little bit offside. It's going to be hit to shortstop. Luna swings it over to Hernandez at first, and they're going to call him out. Just a great defensive play by the Bulldogs there. Hard hit ball to Luna, who picked it up at the back of the shortstop and jetted it over to Hernandez for what was a close play at first, but ultimately an out. And that's going to bring up number 22, Rainey, the shortstop. Rainey has been the better hitter. He was the pitcher of the last game. He really held the Bulldogs in check for most of the game. Martin gets set in the stance. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a foul ball over the Bulldog dugout on the first base side. So count's going to be 0-1 with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Martin takes his time on the mound. I remember just from last year, too, you had Jarek who would just get up there and hurl it. And then you would have Brighton who would come in and just take his time on the mound. Makes the batter stand there. Here's the windup and the pitch. And called strike. So an 0-2 count now for Rainey. And it works for him. Two outs in the top of the fourth. Bulldogs leading the Panthers 7-0. Pitch counts 0-2. Partain gets his signal. Here's his windup and the pitch. It's going to be a foul ball. Back behind the catcher again. So the count stays the same, 0-2, in top of the fourth inning. Partain gets the signal from Pena. There's the windup. There's the pitch. It's going to be hit hard. It's going to be hit high towards the left field line. Several Bulldogs there. It's going to fall in play. So it's going to be a single for Rainey. That ball went a million miles high. Landed just outside, just beyond the dirt of the shortstop. And you had Luna who was there. You had Cox who was there. I don't know if they lost it in the sky or I don't know what happened. Just fell in between them. And so now Rainey's safe at first. And Roberts is going to be the hitter for Gorman. Partain still at 44 pitches through 3 2/3 innings. Bulldogs leading 7-0 here in the top of the fourth. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be hit to center field. Allen gets under it. Oh, no, sorry. That's Claxton who gets under it. Ball drops by Claxton. He throws it to third. Sails over the head of... Oh, my goodness. Sorry, there's just a lot going on. Okay, so Claxton ran to catch the ball, dropped it, which allowed the runner, Rainey, to score from first because Claxton overthrew third base. They went over his head, so Rainey scores, and then the batter, Roberts, was able to get a triple. He stole third base, dove. It looks like Rainey's going to get moved out of it now. So just not a good round of stuff for the Bulldogs there. Coach Goodwin not happy. It sure looks like it was a close play at third base with Roberts, who's now taken out of the game. Hopefully he's okay. But just a mental error by the Bulldogs allows Gorman to score one run. So now the score is 7-1 at the top of the fourth inning. Two consecutive hits, both short pop-ups that could have and probably should have been caught, both dropped, and now the Bulldogs have given up one run. The Panthers have a runner on third. And And then they're going to have a pinch runner for Gorman. Getting set. The umpires are signaling everything to everybody. So 1-7 in the top of the fourth inning. Two outs for the Panthers as they send up number 18, Clark, the first baseman. They have a runner on third, but there's two outs. Last time Clark was up to bat, he struck out swinging. Partain gets set. Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike one. 0-1 is count now, two outs. In the top of the fourth inning, running on third for the Panthers. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a strike two. So two pitches, two strikes by Partain here. Looking to stop the bleeding and get to the bottom of the fourth with a healthy lead and able to add on to it. 0-2 is the count, two outs. Runner at third. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And that'll finish the top of the fourth inning. Bulldogs leading the Panthers 7-1.
Arrowhead Ranch is a proud supporter of Ira ISD faculty and students. Arrowhead Ranch would like to wish the Ira Bulldogs the best of luck in the state playoffs and congrats to 2023 seniors. Finish the fight. Go Bulldogs! The Snyder Chamber of Commerce provides a strong foundation for our community by partnering with businesses and promoting growth through chamber support and tourism.
The UIL Baseball State Tournament will take place Wednesday, June 7th through Saturday, June 10th at the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. All conference 4A games will take place at USCU Dischfalk Field at the University of Texas at Austin. Tickets now available for purchase at uiltexas.org/baseball/state.
West Texas State Bank and Snyder were located at 5009 College Avenue. West Texas State Bank's mission is to meet the needs of the markets we serve by providing community leadership and quality financial services. Our employees are friendly, knowledgeable, and deeply committed to providing our customers with quick and efficient services based on their individual banking needs. Our financial services include competitive loan and deposit rates, free Visa ATM debit cards, telephone banking, internet banking, safe deposit boxes, and ATM services. The ATM is Insider only. We're local people you know and trust, helping you make decisions about your financial future. West Texas State Bank. Snyder Iron and Metal. Top prices paid for all recyclable metals, aluminum, copper, brass, stainless steel, iron, tin, and car bodies. On-site cleanup available, roll-off container services, portable shears, magnets, balers, and car crushers. No job is too large. Call today. Structural pipe and rods available with locations in Snyder, Anson, Big Spring, Sweetwater, and Andrews.
All right, the Gorman Panthers are going to send in their third pitcher of the game. This time it's going to be Rodriguez. So Guthrie is going to exit the game having thrown 33 pitches. Hunt is probably trying to save him some for tomorrow. Parsons has 52 pitches. He started the game. Brighton has 48. And so Partain really having a great game so far and leading the Bulldogs. Bulldogs leading 7-1. And it's going to be Castillo who is the leadoff batter for the Bulldogs. Hernandez is going to be on deck, and Forey's going to be in the hole. So bottom of the seventh inning, Bulldogs leading 7-1. First pitch is going to be low ball. Castillo's facing a 1-0 count with no outs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Low, it's going to be ball two. Two 2-0 is the count. No outs in the bottom of the fourth. Make it 3-0 with another low ball. Rodriguez. 3-0 is the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. This time it's not low, it's high, so that's going to be ball four. So four pitches, four balls, and Castillo is going to take his base. That brings Hernandez up to bat with Corey on deck and Claxton in the hole. No outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runner on first for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs leading 7-1. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball's going to get past the catcher. And so that's going to allow Hernandez to, Caden Castillo to steal second. So now Castillo's on second. Hernandez is facing a 1-0 count. There's still no outs in the bottom of the fourth inning, and the Bulldogs are leading 7-1. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike one, so a 1-1 count. Hernandez in the box, Castillo on second. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low, ball two. The 2-1 with no outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bulldogs have a runner on second in Castillo. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low again, ball three. So eight pitches in by Rodriguez. Seven balls and one strike. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike two, so Hernandez now looking at a full count. 3-2 with Castillo on second. Here's the windup and the pitch. Hernandez fouls it off. So it's going to keep the count the same. 3-2, no outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hernandez at the plate, Castillo on second, Forey on deck. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three for Raiden. That's out number one of the inning. Now it's going to be Caden Forey who steps up to the plate. Claxton on deck, and Cabrera going to be in the hole. Oh, no, is the count. Castillo's still on second. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low, ball one. Before he steps up to the plate. 1-0 count, one out, runner on second. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing, and it's going to be hit right up the middle. Great play by the Gorman second baseman to dive. Before he's going to be called out at first, but not before he advances Castillo. Not before he advances Castillo to third. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be a called strike one for Claxton. Castillo on third for the Bulldogs. So an 0-1 count for the freshman. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low in the dirt for ball one. One is the count. Two outs. Runner on third. Here's the windup and the pitch. Claxton fouls it back behind the catcher. Faced with a 1-2 count. So the 1-2 as we count two outs. Runner on third. Here's the windup of the pitch. Claxton fouls that one off again. Same location, just straight behind the fans, or the stands. So it's going to keep the count the same. Castillo on third still. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be inside for a ball. Had a lot of movement on that one. The 2-2 is the count. With two outs, bottom of the fourth inning, Bulldogs leading 7-1 with a runner in scoring position. Here's the windup and the pitch. Claxton hits that one. This time it's going to be fouled deeper down the third base line. So Claxton staying alive, making Rodriguez pitch to him. Rodriguez has pitched one inning and he's ready up to 20 pitches so far. Claxton's up to bat with a 2-2 count. Two outs, runner on third. Here's the windup and the pitch. This time it's going to land fair. Claxton hits it to right field, gets past the right fielder, and Aiden's able to get a stand-up double out of it and score Castillo. So, that brings up the senior, Jarrett Cabrera. Bulldogs now take an 8-1 lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. Claxton's going to be at second base and has the wheels to steal if the Bulldogs elect to do so. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Cabrera's at the plate. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low, ball one. On deck is going to be Luna, who is at the top of the order for the Bulldogs. Second pitch is going to be a ball. Oh, nope, sorry. One of those was a called strike, so the count's 1-1. Here's the windup and a pitch. It's going to be hit to left field, and it's going to fall. Claxton's going to be sent home. There's going to be a play at the plate. Catcher gets in the way, but the ball flies over there, so Claxton scores. So it's going to be a stand-up triple for Cabrera. So Cabrera hit that to the left field high. It fell. Claxton rounded the corner, came through. They threw it to the catcher. The catcher drops the ball, and he stood kind of on the line anyways. Claxton's able to get home safe. Now the Bulldogs going to lead 9-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Cabrera standing at third plate while Anthony Luna comes up to bat for the fourth time in four innings. He's been hit by a pitch. He's singled, and then he has walked in the game. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be inside, ball one. So 1-0 count for Luna here in the bottom of the fourth inning with two outs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Woof, way inside. Ball two. Runner on third, the senior Cabrera with a timely big hit to score. Here's the windup in the pitch and the dirt. That's three balls for Luna. Rodriguez at 26 pitches for the inning so far. He's only gone two-thirds of the inning. Luna facing a 3-0 count. Definitely going to make Rodriguez pitch to him. Here's the windup and the pitch. Luna hits this deep to left center field. It's going to fall fair. Anthony going to get a single out of it. We'll be able to score Cabrera. And that's going to bring up Pena. So now the Bulldogs leading 10-1. In the bottom of the fourth inning, they've scored three runs with two outs here. Rodriguez has pitched 27 times. Luna's on first base and can steal. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be high, ball one. Jaren's fourth time to bat and four innings as well. He's 2-for-2. Here's the windup and the pitch way inside, ball two. Jaron has singled and he's been walked, so right now it's a 2-0 count with two outs. Here's the windup and the pitch. This one's going to hit Jaron, so he's going to get on base. And that's going to bring Partain up to bat. The umpire's walking out, talking to Rodriguez. That's his Rodriguez's 30th pitch, and then Pena's going to step out since he's the catcher. And Juarez is going to come in to be the courtesy runner for Jaron. Now the score is 10-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning with two outs. Bulldogs have runners on first and second, and both of the guys on first and second are very speedy with Partain up to bat. Partain swings. He hits it to right field, and it's going to fall behind the right fielder. That's going to score at least two. Partain's going to get a stand-up double out of it. And the Bulldogs are going to tack on two more runs. So now the score is 12-1. And Brighton's going to get subbed out. I can't see, I don't have that number on my list to tell you who it is, but he's getting a courtesy runner on second. So Bulldogs have a runner on second. Allen, the senior, is going to be up to bat. Allen, let's see what he's done. He's walked, and then he grounded out on the last one. First pitch to Allen is a ball. Ginzane's left-handed, and it throws these high school pitchers off, especially when you're on the third pitcher in a second game. The third pitcher of the second game in a three-game series. 1-0 the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Touch the outside, so it's going to be a strike. So the count's 1-1. Allen is at the plate. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Castillo is on deck, followed by Hernandez. Zane's fourth time to bat in four innings. 1-2 is the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Zane hits it right back at the pitcher. It's going to roll all the way into center field. Partain's going to be able to score. It's going to be a stand-up single for Allen. So that puts the score 13-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Bulldogs with two outs in the bottom of the fourth is able to score six runs. That's going to send up Caden Castillo to bat, but Gorman wants to have a word with their pitcher so far. So I'm going to play some ads real quick, and we'll be back with you as soon as Gorman's done talking it over.
Ira First Church of God is a proud supporter of the Ira Bulldogs. We invite you to join us Sunday mornings for Sunday school at 10 a.m. and morning worship at 11. Go Bulldogs! Weaver Construction, Texas. Weaver Construction, Texas, known for quality service and efficient construction for all your oil and gas, commercial, turnkey projects, and builds. We've been in business for 20 years and would love to work with you or your company on any upcoming projects you may have and are ready to cheer on the Ira Bulldog baseball team. Currently taking applications. Follow us on Facebook for more details.
All right, now it's going to be Castillo up to bat after a brief conversation with the team. I want to thank all of our sponsors who support these broadcasts as we'll be going live throughout the whole Bulldog playoff run. Castillo's up to play, up to bat. Allen's on first, two outs. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be, looks inside to me, but they're going to call strike one. So it's an 0-1 count now with two outs. And Bulldogs have runners on first. It's Allen. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be low in the dirt for a ball. Castillo's been hit by a pitch. He's walked, and then he popped out to the right fielder. If he gets something in play to go here against Rodriguez, who's already up to 37 pitches. Here's the windup and the pitch. That's going to be an inside ball. So through two-thirds of an inning, the Bulldogs had just put a clinic on Rodriguez, who's pitched 38 times. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be fouled off behind the Bulldog dugout. So Castillo facing a 2-2 count with two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Bulldogs leading 13-1 and being helped by a 6-run fourth inning so far. Not over yet. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball. So that's going to put it at a full count for the Bulldogs, or for Castillo, who's up at the plate. Hernandez is on deck. Forey's in the hole. Allen on first for the Bulldogs. Here's the windup and the pitch. Allen trying to steal. Castillo's able to tap the ball into second base, and they're going to call him out. Oof, I don't know. That seems like a courtesy call to me. So that'll end the fourth inning as the Bulldogs rally and score six runs with two outs in the bottom of the fourth inning to send the score of the game 13-1 as we head to the top of the fifth.
Ira Booster Club, backing the Bulldogs in all they do. WSI Case Hole Specialist. WSI for all your logging, perforating, pressure control, pipe recovery, TCP, pump down, and bridge plug needs. We've been in business for 53 years and look forward to continuing to serve you. Currently taking applications. Follow us on Facebook for more details. Now let's go Ira Bulldog Baseball.
Ira Baptist Church exists to glorify God by making disciples who make disciples through gospel-centered preaching, teaching, worship, community, service, and multiplication. Sunday school starts at 10 a.m., followed by a worship service at 10:50. For more information, visit fbcira.com or search at Ira Baptist on Facebook and Instagram.
All right, Bulldogs heading to the top of the fifth inning. Partain's back on the mound for the Bulldogs. Here you go. He's at 48 pitches as he gets to the top of the fifth inning, while Gorman has pitched three pitchers this game. Parsons was the opening pitcher. He pitched 52 times. So Partain has still pitched less than Parsons pitched. And then they subbed in Guthrie, who pitched 33 times, and now they're on Rodriguez, who's pitched 41 times. So Bulldogs leading 13-1 here at the top of the fifth inning. Ramirez is going to come up to the plate. He is at a one of the time in the game so far. He struck out looking. So here we go. Partain and Pena getting set. Here's the windup and the pitch. Foul ball. Kind of went backwards and bounced off of Jaron and the umpire. So 0-1 is going to be the count. Partain getting a signal from Pena. Bulldogs leading 13-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. Ball one. So 1-1 is the count for Ramirez. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike two. One and two is the count as Partain gets his signal and agrees with Pena. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be just a dinger hit to third base and bobbled by Castillo, so he's going to be safe. Ramirez is safe at first. Just a real slow hit on the infield. Castillo was running up to grab it and then just didn't get it secure in his glove. So Ramirez is safe at first. Now it's going to be Herrera, the DH for Gorman. No outs in the top of the fifth. Bulldogs leading 13-1. Martin gets set. Herrera lines up to bunt. Now he pulls it back. He's going to hit a foul ball to the third base line, so the count's going to be 0-1. Herrera kind of lined up to bunt, and he pulled back and swung at it. Gorman has a runner on first. 0-1 is the count with a no outs in the top of the fifth inning. Partain gets set. Throws it over to first, tries to catch Ramirez sleeping, but to no avail. So now Partain getting reset back on the mound. 0-1 is the count with no outs in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the windup in. The pitch swing and a miss. Strike two. So 0-2 is the count. Martin gets that, taking his time on the mound. He doesn't wind up in the pitch. It's going to be a ball just a little bit outside and probably a little bit low too. So Herrera facing a 1-0 count, or a 1-2 count, no outs, runner on first for Gorman in the top of the fifth inning. Partain gets set, he's the one to bend the pitch. It's going to be a foul ball back behind the stands. It won't change the count, still going to be 1-2. Runner still on first, Bulldogs leading 13-1 in the top of the fifth inning. There's the windup and the pitch. It's going to be just a bit outside for a ball, so that's going to be a 2-2 count. And I believe with this being the fifth inning, if the Bulldogs can get out of here without giving up two more runs, it'll be a run rule game and we'll call it and come back Saturday. So 2-2 is the count. Here's the windup and the pitch. Just a bit high, just a bit inside. It's going to be ball three. So full count for Partain now. Unfamiliar territory for him in this game. He's been absolutely dominant. In fact, this is Herrera's second time to bat in the entire game. The Bulldogs have batters who have batted four times in four innings. Here's the windup and the pitch. It's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Keeps the runner at first. One out now for the Bulldogs. Rodriguez is the batter now somewhere in my Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Oh, and one is the count. Partain getting his signal on the mound. Here's the windup and the pitch. Hit the line drive to third base. Castillo gets it, throws the runner out at second. So hard ground ball. The Bulldogs able to get two outs now with a runner on first as a hard hit ball to the third baseline. Castillo grabbed it. Threw it over to first. And so now Martinez is going to be the batter for Gorman. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike one. 0-1 is the count with two outs for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs leading 13-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. And I believe if we can get two more strikes or one more out, it'll be game. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Oh, and two is the count with two outs. Runner on first for Gorman. Here's the windup and the pitch. Going to be a called ball. One and two is the count. Runner on first for the Panthers. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and... foul tip out. Which means Bulldogs have taken game number two from the Panthers. And so I believe game number three will be played Saturday. They moved the games up today because of the fear of weather that was going to come yet. So Bulldogs are going to call this game... I think they just said 11 a.m. on Saturday morning right back here at McMurray, so I'll be live with you again for play-by-play if you can't make it. But if you can make it, come on, run over to Abilene. I'll tell you all the good coffee places. We'll root on the Bulldogs as they continue to battle through the playoffs and win some games. I want to thank all the sponsors who support these broadcasts. West Texas State Bank, Snyder Iron and Metal, the Ira Church of God, Weaver Construction, Ira Booster Club, WSI, Ira Baptist Church, Arrowhead Ranch, in the Chamber of Commerce in Snyder. I'm Ben Moore, and I'll be with you next Saturday as the Bulldogs take on Gorman again for what has become a one-game series. Winner goes on and plays May. We will see you.